after last week's game against Derry, we're looking for another strong performance. It was very disappointing, I suppose, to come out of that one with nothing after putting in a huge shift for 70-odd minutes. I suppose when you only score 2 points in the second half, that's what ultimately is just going to be your downfall. It's not going to be enough to win at this level. But, yeah, we're, I suppose we're aware of what can happen tomorrow in terms of results and other results going our way. But there's probably no point in us worrying about that at this minute in time. We just need to concentrate on performing and performing for the full 70-odd minutes and just making sure that we can tag on enough scores at certain points in the game to get us over the line. And then whatever the results are outside of that, then we'll deal with that then. But we just really have to concentrate on getting a win tomorrow and getting a strong performance, and that's what we'll be looking to do.
Yeah, it's a case of probably having your best performance of the competition so far, because in patches in the defeats to Wicklow and as you mentioned Derry there, you have been exceptionally good, and it's a matter of just sort of combining that for a longer period of time now, is it?
Exactly. I suppose it's been a funny one. Like, I suppose we've been coming off in a lot of these games this year, and we're up to a higher level, and we've been performing really, really well. So in ways, we're coming off pretty happy with how we've been performing, but then also frustrated about how we probably finished out games after getting ourselves into winning positions. So, yeah, it's about getting something out of it tomorrow and just really concentrating and really just finding them smaller details that have probably been letting us down at certain points in games, and just making sure that we get that right tomorrow. And I'm sure there's a big performance in it. I think all the lads are. We've been really focused on this one for the last couple of weeks of training, and we're really sure there's a massive performance in us. We're just hope it comes out tomorrow, and we can you know, get enough to get us over the line and get a win at last.
Yeah, and part of that's going to be trying to keep this lively forward line off down quiet, Sean.
Yeah, I suppose they kind of ran us ragged up in Newry earlier on in the league. I suppose that was probably one of our more poor performances of the year. They're sharp, they're quick, they're a really good hurling team. They like to play fast hurling with lots of movement. They've got really good stick men. So yeah, a lot of our game will be to try and nullify their threats and try and stop that, and then just kind of build ourselves into the game from there. But I suppose defensively this year we have been pretty solid for the most part, and we'll just look to replicate that tomorrow. We'll look to make it really, really difficult for them, and you know, make sure that they're working for everything that they get. And I think we're well fit to kind of deal with that threat. Again, it's just making sure that our work ethic's high enough to do that.
Yeah, and up the other end of the field, no Declan Coulter for the rest of the campaign due to injury. Lee Henderson is extremely doubtful. More than likely, he's not going to turn out tomorrow. So a couple of guys up on that forward line are going to have to step up to the plate if you're going to be in with a shout.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I suppose we've been looking through stats and different bits and pieces for most of our games this year, and the chances are being created. You know, we're creating the chances, and we're getting ourselves into the positions to get the scores. We're probably just, at certain points, we're just, you know, maybe pulling the shot or rushing the shot and maybe just getting too many wides. You know, we had something like 10 or 11 wides in the second half, the last day out against Derry, for example, missed a couple of frees. I had a couple of wide myself. So it's just about getting them small wee mistakes out of our game and just being more clinical ourselves, because there's no doubt we're making the chances, and the guys who are playing, you know, are well able to put the ball over the bar. We just probably just need to get it all into one full performance.
Just finally then, how big a boost would it be to stay at Christy Ring level for Donegal Hurling, because this is the first year that you've played at this level, and if that's going to develop over the course of the next number of years in the county, is it imperative that you can stay at the top?
Absolutely, it's unbelievably important for Donegal Hurling that we can stay here and push on. You see the likes of the young lads who have come into the panel this year, and they're making their debuts at Christy Ring Hurling, and instead of maybe making it at Laurie Maher level, you know, where you can probably get away with a few bad habits and a few mistakes, you just don't get away with that at this level. And for these lads to develop, and for the whole county to develop, and for this to bring into the club season as well, the standard that most of the lads are playing at, it's unbelievably important. We know how hard it is to get out of Nicky Rackard and these competitions. We've been in it for so long, so the last thing we want is to be going back down, you know. So we'll be giving absolutely everything tomorrow to make sure that Donegal Hurling still playing Christy Ring Hurling next year.
Okay, Sean, thanks for taking the call, and the best of luck on Saturday against Down.
Cheers, Oisín.